Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of the most effective tricks in darker drum and bass and jungle production. The rewind moment, not just a random reverse effect. We're talking about that split second where the track feels like it's being dragged backward, tension coils up, and then the drop slams back in with even more menace. If you've heard a proper dark side DJ tool or a nasty roller, you know exactly the feeling. It's not stopping the energy, it's weaponizing it. Today we're doing this in Ableton Live 12 and we're going to build it the right way. With automation, resampling, groove, break edits, filter motion, and bass movement. The goal is a rewind-style transition that feels rhythmic, underground, and danceflow ready. Not cheesy, not overdone, just surgical and heavy. Let's start by setting up the phrase. Put your project around 172 BPM if you want that modern roller pressure, or go a little faster if you want a more classic jungle urgency. Lay out a clean 16-bar section with drums, bass, atmosphere, and your return tracks. Then mark the rewind point around bar 13. That matters a lot. In DNB, listeners feel 8-bar and 16-bar symmetry in their bones. So this effect hits hardest when it lands at the end of a phrase, not randomly in the middle. Also, name and color your tracks now. It sounds basic, but in advanced arrangement work, fast organization keeps the session moving like an instrument. Now let's build the drum core. We want a jungle swing foundation, so use a break layer with a solid kick and snare underneath if needed. If your break is already punchy, keep it tight. If it's a little loose, warp carefully and don't over-edit it. Preserve the character of the break. That swing is part of the identity. Use the groove pool lightly. You want motion, not sloppy timing. A good starting point is a swung or MPC-style groove with moderate timing, a little random, and some velocity variation. Enough to make it breathe, but not so much that it falls apart. Jungle swing lives in that balance between discipline and controlled chaos. Then clean up the break. High pass it so the low end isn't fighting your kick and sub. If the snare is harsh, cut a bit in the upper mids. If it feels boxy, take a small dip in the low mids. Add drum bus if you need a bit more bite, but keep the drive tasteful. We want the break to feel alive, not crushed. This is important. The rewind moment will only feel big if the groove before it already has identity. If the drums are generic, the fake-out is just a gimmick. If the drums have swing and character, the rewind becomes a real scene change. Next, design the bass. Split it into two rolls, a clean sub and a mid-range res or character layer. Keep the sub simple and controlled. Mono, stable, no unnecessary stereo nonsense. The mid-bass is where the movement lives. Detune it a bit. Give it some filter motion, and add saturation for edge. Route the bass layers to a bass bus. Clean up the res low end so it doesn't interfere with the sub. Sidechain the bass to the kick so the groove stays punchy. You want the kick to speak clearly, even when the bass is thick and dark. Now, here's the key creative idea. The rewind has to give the listener something to pull backward, so we're not just turning on a reverse effect. We're going to resample a piece of the actual groove. Take one or two bars of drums and bass. Record or freeze and flatten it, and bring that audio into a new track. This is where things get interesting. Duplicate that clip, reverse one copy, and trim it so the reverse lands musically before the drop. Use clip fades so it doesn't click, then automate it. A rewind moment works best when it feels physical. Start pulling the audio down in volume over the last half bar or so before the fake out. Add a low pass sweep on the reversed material, so it feels like the spectrum is folding inward as it approaches the hit. You can use auto filter for this, and you can automate the cutoff and resonance to make the pull feel more dramatic. A good rule here, keep it slightly imperfect. If the reverse is too clean, it can sound polished in the wrong way. We want dark, gritty, a little dangerous. Now automate the bass pullback. Don't just hard cut everything. That's the beginner move. The advanced move is to deconstruct the energy. Bring the sub down a few dB across the last half bar. Filter the res down and tighten the stereo width, so the sound feels like it's collapsing inward. You can even briefly narrow the bass bus with utility before reopening it on the drop return. This is where the tension really builds. The mid-range should start moving first, while the sub stays anchored until the last possible moment. That's one of the reasons this works so well in darker DNB. The listener feels the floor shifting before the bottom actually disappears. If you want extra aggression, add a tiny stutter or repeat on the last bass hit before the rewind. Just a short rhythmic glitch can make the transition feel more violent than a long effect tail. Now let's shape the drums around the fake out. The rewind moment isn't just about bass. The drums need to help sell the illusion. Pull the kick out for a beat or two before the drop return. Keep hats and break fragments moving. Add a snare drag, a short reverse crash, or a little tom-like fill leading into the rewind point. Think in terms of omission. Sometimes removing one element at the exact right moment is more powerful than adding another layer. If the groove is already busy, simplify the last bar. Let the rewind breathe. A very effective structure is this. Full groove, then a beat or two with less kick, then a snare pickup or reverse crash, then the rewind hit, then the drop slams back in. That creates a real sense of motion. The audience feels the track being pulled backward instead of just hearing a transitional sound effect. Now add effects carefully. Use one or two FX elements, not a wall of noise. A short noise riser, a reverse crash, maybe a sub drop, maybe a delay smear on a send. You can automate echo for a short burst of feedback, or use reverb very lightly so the tail blooms just before the fake out. Frequency shifter can add a subtle sense of instability if you're careful. Vinyl distortion or a light crackle layer can make it feel more physical and underground. But keep the low end clean. The rewind should be felt more than heard. If the FX become the main character, the drop loses its punch. Now comes the payoff. The re-entry. This matters a lot. The rewind only works if what comes after it feels heavier. Bring the kick back with full impact. Restore the sub immediately. Let the reese return with maybe a slightly different filter position or modulation state. Don't necessarily make the drop identical to the first section. Even a small change in the bass rhythm, a new ghost snare, or a different hat pattern can make the re-entry feel like a real upgrade instead of a copy-paste. That's one of the strongest pro moves in Dark DNB. The rewind is not just a fake-out. It's a micro-arrangement. It's a scene change. It tells the listener, you thought you knew what was coming. Now we're going somewhere darker. Before you print the idea, do the technical checks. Listen to the bass in mono. Make sure your kick and sub are not fighting in the low end. Use EQ8 to carve space instead of overcompressing everything. Compare the rewind section to the main drop and make sure the energy contrast is clear. The rewind should feel like tension, and the return should feel like release plus impact. If it still feels weak, shorten it. That's a big one. In DNB, rewind moments usually work best when they're concise. Half a bar to two bars is often enough. If you make it too long, it starts to feel like dead air. A couple of advanced variations are worth trying here. One is the half bar rewind. Only use the last half bar before the drop. That gives you a sharper, more DJ Tool style fake out. Another is the call and dancer rewind. Keep the first half of the phrase stable, then make only the second half collapse. That works especially well if your bass line has a strong motif. You can also try a stutter to reverse hybrid. Put a brief repeat on the final hit, then immediately replace it with a reversed slice. That contrast can sound brutal, or focus the rewind on the tops only. Let the kick and sub stay relatively stable while the hats, rides, and break air get pulled down. That can feel a lot more elegant and less obvious. Here's a great teacher tip. Save a few different versions of the rewind point. Make one dry and sharp, one more smeared and noisy, and one that's bass-led. Then compare them. Often the most convincing one is the simplest. The point is not to impress with effects. The point is to make the phrase feel like it's fighting itself, then winning the fight on the next drop. For the final print, remember this. Check mono, check the low end, check the phrase, and check the payoff. If the re-entry doesn't hit harder than the fake-out, the rewind isn't doing its job yet. So the whole process is this. Build a swinging jungle foundation, design a bass that can collapse and return, resample the energy, reverse part of it, automate the pullback, strip the drums at the right moment, add just enough effects to imply chaos, and then slam the groove back in with a stronger arrangement. That's the Dark Side rewind moment in Ableton Live 12. Tight, tense, and deadly effective. Now go build one. And when you do, remember this. In Darker DNB, sometimes the biggest drop move is not adding more. It's making the track feel like it almost fell apart, then having it come back harder than before.